AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A masked man was shot and killed outside the Earl Cabell Federal Building in Dallas today. There was an exchange of gunfire. No one else was hurt. This is FBI Special Agent in Charge Matthew DeSarno.
At this time, we have no information indicating that there are other shooters, other threats to the community.
A bomb squad examined a vehicle associated with the man, Brian Isaac Clyde, as a precaution and performed controlled explosions. The Supreme Court is upholding a rule allowing state and federal charges. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
It's a long-standing exception to the Constitution's ban on double jeopardy. The High Court voted 7-2 against an inmate prosecuted by both Alabama and the federal government. The case got a lot of attention because ruling for him might have emboldened President Trump to pardon defendants in the Russia investigation, since it would then have been harder for states to prosecute them. The president's pardon power does not extend to state charges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran says it will surpass the uranium stockpile limit set by its nuclear deal in the next 10 days. President Hassan Rouhani already warned Europe that a new deal needs to be in place by July 7th, or the Islamic Republic would increase its enrichment of uranium. Near Washington, Daniel Beckwith, a wealthy stock trader, was sentenced to 9 years in prison for his conviction in a fiery death of a man who was helping him secretly dig tunnels for a nuclear bunker beneath a home. Beckwith's lawyer says it was an accident. A man has died after a family's vehicle was swept away as they tried to cross a flooded bridge in Kentucky. Also, a 90-year-old woman was rescued from her home in Kentucky that was smashed by a mudslide. A Southwest Airlines employee is being treated at a hospital after the truck he was driving struck the rear of a plane parked at Pittsburgh International Airport at a gate. Southwest says the ramp agent had been operating a provisioning truck. This is AP Radio News. Ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi is dead.
Egypt State Television says the 67-year-old Morsi was attending a session in his trial on espionage charges when he blacked out and then died. His body was taken to a hospital. Morsi, who hailed from Egypt's largest Islamist group, the now outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, was elected president in 2012 in the country's first free elections following the ouster the year before of longtime leader Hosni Mubarak. The military ousted Morsi in 2013 after massive protests and crushed the Brotherhood in a major crackdown, arresting Morsi and many others of the group's leaders. I'm Karen Shamas.
The CEO of Boeing's commercial aircraft division spoke at the Paris Air Show today about the two deadly crashes involving 737 MAX jets.
We are very sorry for the loss of lives as a result of the tragic accidents of both Ethiopian 302 and Lion Air 610.
Kevin McAllister apologized to airlines and families of the victims. 346 people were killed. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save